time now for our Cyclone Insider with voice of the Cyclones, John Walters. And John, we'll get to that final home game at Hilton in just a second, but I do want to just touch on the Iowa State women here as they kick off the Big 12 tournament this week down in Kansas City. What are your kind of expectations for that team that's had an up and down season this year?
Well, it's been mostly because of injuries, but that's now they're at full strength. And so I'm excited about their possibilities in that tournament. And I mean, they showed in that game with TCU, which was the outright champion, that they can beat them. They didn't, but they were certainly in a great position to do it. They just couldn't put the thing away, and that was down at TCU where they were up by, I don't know, 14, 15 points, whatever it was, going into the fourth quarter and just could not hang on and close the deal on that thing. But I think Iowa State, and Bill Fenley has said this, they're capable of beating anybody in the league. They're also capable of losing to anybody in the league. And so you know, they're going to open against Arizona State at 5:30 and, you know, hopefully get one under their belt, get a nice win, and then just ride that momentum and keep going as long as they can. And I certainly think they're capable of making a run down there, and they're at a good spot to make the NCAA tournament, but it sure wouldn't hurt to win a couple games down in Kansas City.
That is for sure. Meanwhile, on the men's side of things, speaking of Arizona and Arizona State, Iowa State with a loss on the road at Arizona earlier this week, and then they'll close out the season this weekend against Arizona State. You know, this is a team for Iowa State looking to bounce back. I thought Joshua Jefferson really struggled the other night. How does he kind of get back on track, or do you think that was just kind of maybe, you know, Arizona style and their play? And, boy, that's a tough environment there, too, at Arizona.
Well, they're a tremendous team, and they've got great, great length. And for Joshua trying to take it in there against a guy 7'2", a great shot blocker in Mo Crivas, it's hard. And it's not just on his shoulders. It's really everybody. It's the whole team has to be the ones that share the credit or share the blame. And when this team is at its best, it's when they're moving the basketball and every player movement, ball movement, and things look really good offensively, typically. I mean, this is an Iowa State team that on the season has only shot under 40% three times all year, and unfortunately two of them were the last two games against Texas Tech and Arizona. But those are really good teams, and they did a great job defending Iowa State. It's hurting right now Iowa State a little bit that Killian Torrey is really struggling with his outside shot, and that's kind of the shot that's become available. And, you know, if he and Heisey and a couple other guys start knocking down those perimeter shots, it really opens things up. And that's what you kind of have to hope for, is just that some guys that have been struggling from the outside start knocking them down. And but we've seen this Iowa State team look great offensively at times. You know, they've been KenPom top 10 at points in this season offensively, and they're still top 25 KenPom in offense. So they're capable offensively, and they just need to get back to playing the way that they do. But Arizona created a lot of that. Their defense was really good. And, you know, Iowa State competed really hard in that game. I mean, I thought they played really, really hard. They just couldn't make a shot. And, you know, those are the most frustrating games. You know, you're playing with all this intensity and passion, and you still can't get the ball to go through the basket. There were a couple occasions where Iowa State would get 3-4 offensive rebounds and could not put the ball back home. And a lot of teams in those situations just kind of say, well, it's not our night, and get beat by 30 or 40 against a great Arizona team on their home floor. But Iowa State kept competing and kept trying and just could not get that ball to go in. So, you know, hopefully that kind of an effort sustains itself and carries over into this week, and then you get the shots to fall, and then everything starts looking great again. So I'm confident in this Iowa State team, and I don't think they're going to have another shooting night like they did on Saturday, or on Monday, I should say.
Looking ahead to this Saturday, John, against an Arizona State team that's, you know, kind of hanging around that 500 mark here this year overall, but they've had some close games. They beat Texas in the non-con. They played Arizona at Arizona very close, and they've got a couple ranked wins at home the last month over Texas Tech and Kansas. How does Iowa State attack this Arizona State team in the last game of the regular season?
Yeah, it's an interesting game. I mean, they do have talent, and when I watched them beat Texas Tech, I thought to myself, doggone it, these guys, they've got some players, you know. And then they went out last night and they beat Kansas, and they've been playing really well at home. They've been struggling a little bit more on the road. So for them, this is a big opportunity to go get a statement win on the road, and Coach Hurley's kind of fighting for his job to try to stay there. But they do have some really talented players. So Iowa State's going to have to play well, but I think Iowa State will. It's their senior day. It's going to be a great day for Taman Lipsey and Joshua Jefferson, Nate Heisey, the seniors on this team, and you know, they're deserving of that recognition and that opportunity. And plus, they lost their last home game, so they're going to definitely come out with a chip on their shoulder, not wanting to lose two in a row at home. But Arizona State certainly has talent, and Mo Odom is a great shooter who is not afraid of any shot. He's never met a shot he hasn't liked, and so he's going to be willing to put it up there from anywhere, and you're really going to have to get out on him and make sure he doesn't get a lot of clean looks from three.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, John. Have a great call this weekend for Senior Day, and we'll wish all of the Cyclones here the best of luck this week and into next week down in Kansas City. Thank you so much for the time, John. Have a great week.
All right. Thanks for having me.